A local independent news outlet, Peterborough Currents, has launched a new project that tracks the votes of Peterborough City Councillors. The council vote tracker was first shared publicly on February 11th, but it had been a work in progress for Currents co-founder and editor Will Pearson for a long time. CFFF spoke with Pearson about the vote tracker and why it's important to promote civic engagement.
It all started during the 2022 municipal election when I got curious about the voting records of the incumbent councillors in my ward so that I could personally could, you know, decide whether I thought they deserved another term on council or not. And I found it very difficult to find that information. I found myself digging through council meeting minutes and like watching those 3-hour long videos. And also at the time, not every vote was recorded. That changed in 2022, I believe. And so I realized, it's becoming possible to make this tracker now, and I think it would be a helpful tool for people. And honestly, I spent years trying to build it, and like it went through a bunch of iterations where some were like a big, ugly Google sheet. I just struggled to find the right tools because I don't know how to do this data stuff. It's not my specialty. But about 2 months ago, I found the right tools that actually made it very easy, and so I was able to pull it together.
So the vote tracker is now live. What can people see if they go to Currents and want to use this vote tracker?
Yeah, so you log on and scroll down to the votes, and you see just like little cards with each vote that, and the title of the vote describes sort of like what the result of the vote was, or what are the results of the vote would have been. So for example, I'm looking now, a vote to hire and equip new bylaw enforcement officers, a vote to eliminate staff positions at the library, a vote to increase homelessness funding, and then just little tags of the councillors who voted in favor of the motion in green and then and the ones who voted against it in red, so that you can see really quickly and really easily who voted which way. And then if you click on the card, you get more information about that particular vote. So things like just a little bit of background about what the vote was, a link to a staff report if there is one, the introducing the motion, and for these votes that have to do with the budget, information about the impact of the vote on the municipal tax rate. And then on the homepage, if you can click to browse by vote, which is what I was just describing, you can also browse by councillor, where you pick a councillor or the mayor that you're interested in viewing the voting record of, and then you get a database of all the things that that councillor voted in favor of and all the things that that councillor voted against.
Mm-hmm. And how far back does this go? And how are you choosing which votes you're including on this?
Yeah, I am, and that has proven to be a challenge, just like editorially thinking through what votes are most important, because that will, people would have different opinions about that. So what I did for this pilot version of the vote tracker is just focus on all the votes that had to do with the 2025 municipal budget. I needed a way to constrain myself. And the next step is going to be expanding it to include other city council votes. But before I do that, I need to solve a couple of problems. One of them is the one you just raised, what votes to include, because council votes on hundreds and hundreds of things each year. They're not all significant, and I don't think it would be helpful to citizens to overwhelm them with every single vote. So I need to develop a practice or a policy for how to choose which votes to include.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you've seen in other municipalities that already exists elsewhere? Or is this something that kind of is new to here that you know of?
I have seen people attempt things, but if you'll allow me to speak about myself, I would say that I have never seen anyone do it in a way that looks this nice and is this easy to use. You know, I haven't searched for every municipality in the country to see if anyone's doing something similar, but no, I think this is, I think that it's been a challenge for people. I know that people have wanted to do this kind of thing in their municipalities. The challenge is building the database. Those aren't skills that journalists always have, populating the database. But I think that some of the online tools that I use to build it maybe are relatively new, so maybe it's gotten easier to do this kind of thing recently. But to answer your question, no, I don't think that there aren't similar vote trackers like this, but I've already heard from publishers in Alberta and Ohio and another one in the States that want me to show them how I did this. So I think we will see more vote trackers popping up this year.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So why do you think community engagement through this vote tracker or just community journalism in general is important right now, especially in this world of C18 where social media has recently disappeared, news has disappeared from social media.
Hmm. It can be hard for citizens to understand sometimes that the reason things are the way they are in our community is often can often be traced back to decisions that individuals made at one time or another. But making that clear for people, it can be a challenge. It's really the city council process itself is not an accessible thing. The meetings go on for like hours and hours and hours. The processes that the council runs by are, you know, important democratically, but are hard to understand. And meeting minutes are kind of hard to sift through. News articles sometimes include the results of city council votes, but as they age, they get harder and harder to Google. Like, there needs to be a platform, a simple, easy to use, easy to navigate platform for citizens to engage with these decisions so that they can start to see the patterns of the ways that their elected representatives are voting, and also hold their councillors to account so that when things happen in the community that they don't like, they can look back and see, oh, the reason this is happening is because 3 years ago, these people voted this way.
Mm-hmm. So obviously this is just, we just saw that this is the pilot version.
Yeah.
And you were talking about that this is just budget for now. What are some other things that you're hoping this tool might be able to do in the future? What are you hoping to add to it?
More votes, easier navigability for browsing, you know, oh, I care about the environment, please show me the environment votes. There's some functionality around that in the tracker right now, but it's not perfect. I also see it as a tool that might help people to learn about the council process itself. So right now, the tool doesn't... needs to be improved so that it makes some of the nuances of the council process a little bit more clear to people. So, for example, the relationship between like a committee vote and a city council vote. So I think that I'm going to try to redesign it so that it kind of welcomes people into the process that gives rise to these votes a little bit more so that people can feel a little bit more like they understand that. But yeah, that's mostly it's just I want to add more votes. But to be honest, I don't. So this is a project of Peterborough Currents, a local news website, and we're running out of money. And so it's entirely possible that we won't be able to continue this. But I wanted to share what I was working on with the community now so that they can see the impact or the potential impact so that they can understand why local journalism is important.
So that's kind of what I wanted to finish with a little bit is what impact do you hope this will have on the community? And you've talked about it a little bit, but just kind of a concise, what do you hope this does?
I just hope it encourages more engagement with the city council process and more understanding of the nuts and bolts of our local democracy.
You've been listening to an interview with Will Pearson, co-founder and editor of local independent news outlet Peterborough Currents, about their newly launched council vote tracker. It is now available online at votetracker.peterboroughcurrents.ca. And from there, you can find a link to all of their journalism on the main site. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF, FM 92.7, Trent Radio, here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.